Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel says it's pushing ahead with plans for a ground invasion in the Gaza town of Rafah to root out Hamas militants, even as mediators work on a new ceasefire in the five-month war that also calls for the release of more hostages held by Hamas. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Negotiators from Israel, Egypt, the United States, and Qatar, the Hamas intermediary, held talks in Paris to discuss terms of a deal to free what is likely north of 100 remaining hostages in the Palestinian territory. Negotiations remain fluid. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told CBS News it's not clear whether a ceasefire and hostage deal would materialize from new talks in Qatar. Hamas says Israel has denied its main demands that include an end to the military occupation of Gaza. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. and Britain struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen on Saturday, answering a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed rebel group on ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, including a missile strike this past week that set fire to a cargo vessel. U.S. Central Command released footage it said showed U.S. F-18 fighter jets launching on Saturday from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier in support of strikes. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Pope Francis on Sunday called for a diplomatic solution to the war in Ukraine that would lead to a just and lasting peace, as the second anniversary of Russia's invasion was marked a day earlier. Francis said he was also concerned about escalating violence in the east region of the Democratic Republic of Congo.